Tableau 18-3. The Bomb Shelter. Be prepared. Setting. In a bomb shelter in the backyard of a family home. The family of four is sitting in stark wooden chairs in a line. The dad is looking at his wristwatch in an official sort of way. The son is holding and investigating a flashlight and spare batteries. The sister is reading a magazine, and Mom has her sewing kit. The time is 7:45 p.m., June 16, 1960, in a small suburb community outside Washington, D.C., sits the Wilson family in their recently completed small dugout bomb shelter. Dad has just initiated their monthly nuclear bomb drill exercise. After a short hustle, he and his family has moved into the backyard and into a recently completed homemade bomb shelter. When the nuclear attack begins, he believes he will be prepared. Password A. 15 years earlier, when Dad was 16 years old, he thought he was ready to enlist and fight to end World War II. But then the atomic bomb was used on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which ended the war before Dad could join the military. Dad had been heartbroken until he read in Look magazine about the destruction caused by the nuclear weapons. He listened to the radio reporters about the massive destruction and suffering after the blasts. The detailed reports of Japanese with their flesh burnt off and peeling off in black strips, wandering aimlessly because their eyes had been blinded by the explosion, and the piles of rubbish and debris, including human limbs and indescribable carnage, was enough to incite his already active imagination. And then there was the radiation. Details of radiation poisoning, vomiting of blood, dehydration, loss of body hair, birth defects, and cancers left Dad with a real fear of nuclear Armageddon. As a crisis between the Communists and the West accelerated over the next few years, Dad wasn't disturbed much when China turned red because it was on the other side of the globe. But then the Soviets developed the bomb. We no longer had the advantage. Then the Communists blockaded Berlin and moved troops into Czechoslovakia and Hungary. Next was Khrushchev's declaration that he would bury capitalism and that your grandchildren will live under communism. Events continued to deteriorate. Most impact on Dad was the communist invasion of Cuba. That's easily within missile striking distance of the U.S. Dad thinks that should have been an alarm for the entire nation, but many just went on their daily lives, not even seeming to notice the menace at our back door. Dad knows his neighbors think he's crazy. But he thinks they're the crazy ones for not building bomb shelters and practicing these drills. Why don't they see the danger? Why aren't they coming prepared? Our nation's defenses are weak. We cannot even build our own missiles that work after the Vanguard flop. Many had called the missile development program Flopnik, and some with some degree of truth. With our spy planes being shot out of the sky, it seems that we have no real nuclear shield against the Reds' missiles. Times were different before 1947, when we had the nuclear monopoly. But since then, the Russians have developed nukes, and we need to get prepared. And what about all the communist spies here in America? McCarthy can't be making everything up. truly, how many communists are there in our government? 205 or more? So many questions, no clear answers. Password 8. All these factors contributed to his decisions that he would never let nuclear annihilation happen to him or his family. So last spring he proceeded to build his shelter in the backyard. It is mostly underground. He went to a lot of expense to line it with bricks 3 feet thick and then sheet metal. The far wall has 4 bunk beds, 1 for each of them. The 2 side walls are lined one side with canned and dried foods and multiple bottles of water. The other has a radio for communication, books to read, a few games and puzzles to pass the time, and other items that he considers necessities. Hard telling how long they may have to be in here. The family typically sits in the bomb shelter until Dad declares all clear. Sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes half an hour. So the family comes prepared. The son is in charge of the flashlight and spare batteries. It is his job once a month to make sure that those items are in good working order. He takes his task seriously, just like his dad. He has shared with his dad what he learned in school about Sputnik, and he says he can picture those red hordes descending on them in their spaceships. He says that his teacher claims that the U.S. is behind in the arms race, and they urgently all learn math and science more than anything else. So he studies hard and even does extra science experiments in the kitchen and the backyard. Actually, he thrills in blowing things up and dreams about what he'll do to those commies if they ever get his hands on one. He claims he wants to be prepared for that day. His dad is proud of his enthusiasm and commitment. On the other hand, his daughter has him worried. She grabbed the latest edition of 17 magazine and is nonchalantly sitting there reading about the latest hairstyle or some similar nonsense. But she's a little older and always acts bored with the whole bomb drill thing. She thinks she is prepared. She complains that at school they do the nuclear attack drill, so she knows the routine by heart. Climb under the desk, place your head between your knees, and cover with your hands. Duck and cover. If she does it at school, she asked her dad, why does she have to do it at home, too? Well, the dad thinks, she'll thank me when these drills save her life. He attributes her attitude to being a teenage girl and lets it go at that. Mom has brought along her sewing. She intends to make good use of her time, and besides, if this were the real thing, they would eventually be glad for her hand-knitted mittens, socks, and scarves. She has cloth, a first aid kit, and everything else she can think of to make their stay comfortable. Like her husband says, be prepared.